Hey there, listeners, it's Brock. Just a quick bit of audio. I was there when Open Roads member and fellow podcast host, Steph Routh, broke her bet, which was a year of eating vegan. And she chose to have fish and chips up at the County Cork in Northeast Portland. I was there, I had a recorder, and so I said, hey, can I record you? So you'll hear a couple of familiar voices if you're a longtime podcast listener. Steph describes, first off, what it was like, how the bet came about, and what happened. Then at the end, you're going to hear her joy when she bites into fresh fish and chips.
Okay, so the bet.
The bet.
The original bet.
The original bet.
The original bet was, so, it all started when my friend, Bonnie is a staff person at Northwest Veg, which is the vegan advocacy organization, and they were doing their annual fundraiser, and they had to do a pitch, like a fundraising pitch, and it was going to fall to her by default. And we were talking, and she was obviously uncomfortable with it, and I was like, I love asking large groups of people for money. And so I was like, would you like me to do it? And she was like, oh, yes. And so we started talking about it, and I was like, and they wanted $4,000, which was cute. It's a cute amount of money, $4,000. And so I was like, well, how about if we raise $5,000? I'll go vegan for a year. And not thinking that that would actually happen. Ooh, ginger ale. Not thinking that that would ever happen. And then I get up there, and what I learned is never underestimate the motivated power of evangelical vegans. So I go up and I'm like, well, if you go $5,000, you could make a vegan tonight. I will go vegan for an entire year. But, you know, put your money where your mission is. Let's go. And immediately, like, one person raised her, like, stood up and was like, I will give $1,000. And no one knew who she was. She was not on my list of people that, like, and I was like, I am in so much trouble. And they ended up raising $7,000 that night. And I was like, woohoo, but also, like, okay. Like, yeah. Once we got to the 5,000, I was like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Excuse me. I need to leave this party early. Because I've only got a few hours left.
Was it literally like you had the next day? It was like day one.
It was day one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I had 3 hours.
What did you have for your last meal?
It was Ben and Jerry's. Mint chocolate chip. I was like,
the whole thing.
Yes, the whole thing. To West Wing. I was just like, I was like, you understand me, we'll get through this together. But anyway, I would like some fish and chips, please.
She says shrimp.
I'll have a cider.
Cider, Mike. Yeah.
Okay, what are your feelings right now?
We're done. Yeah. I think we're done.
What are your feelings?
Oh, no.
Right now?
There's
I'm evil.
Are you hungry?
I'm very excited.
I am.
Ooh. This feels a little weird. Oh, man.
Raise a glass.
I know. We should wait until other people get there. But oh my god.
Haven't you waited long enough?
What's a little longer?
Think of all the characters she's building.
I was on Whidbey Island with the person last weekend together, and like, because in the San Juans, everything is fish, like, everything is seafood. And I was like, God, the fish and chips look really good. And he was like, yeah, do you mind if I have some? And I was like, as long as you let me smell it. Okay.
Good chat.
Okay. Oh, man. I would just like to thank everyone for being here in this moment.
Your tongue, is it?
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you. Oh, God, it's so good. Oh, God, it's so good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, dear fish.
The moment?
I'm still chewing.
Yay!
Yay!
You feel polluted? Hooray. Good, it didn't take.
Congratulations, Steph Routh, on a year of eating vegan. And hey, here's a thought, here's a push. If you would like to try something, it's a little bit out of your comfort zone, do it. You'll learn a lot. All right. We'll talk to you next time on the Sprocket Podcast.